Your desires grow. You desire new things, new information, and new worlds. That's always the way of it. Our desires are ever-growing, ever-changing, and unfixed. Many like to assert they know the precise and full scope of their desires, but if they do, they're beyond my skill. I've spent a lifetime studying what we desire and why. As long as I've been working, as long as I've been thinking about it, I've been thinking about this. Bodies, my mind, my own body, my desires, my responses. I trust that you have made a similar inquiry. Probe your own mind, your body. Decide and consider what you think you want, what you might want, and what you're comfortable with. All that follows is meditation, but meditation has a particular power. A normal trance is less subtle. It slowly influences, but its influence is direct and contains commands. I do not need to give you commands. You do not need to hear commands. Instead, I just direct your mind to possible vistas, and those which you enjoy will become yours. Like a locksmith slowly moving the tumblers, finding a way to enter the safe, without the need for force or directness. I can subtly influence. I can guide you, and you can follow. Capacity to follow comes as a relief. You discover inside yourself the potential to sink. Which is good, because I will paint vivid pictures and highlight glorious possible experiences within your mind. So as I do so, let them become your meditative and transcendental focus. Once I turn the tumblers and set the pins, your mind's door unlocks. And within is the glorious mechanism that takes my proposals to their fullest logical conclusion. Unlocking your mind leaves it open to receive and explore new ideas. You've seen some of the principles already. New ideas and new concepts assist you. For example, the concept of desire. That's where this meditation lies. Turn to your desires. See the inner flame of your thought. You rest there, relaxed, safe, illuminated in the circle of light. Relaxed and safe means more room to explore yourself, to explore what you have been made by time and circumstances to set aside. Society represses a lot of things with the rushed workaday world, the way we live our lives, how we associate and who we associate with, our communities both of choice and of coercion. This restriction can make certain pleasures, certain truths, certain needs feel locked off from us. The denial of self is practically a daily expectation if you are to survive. We wonder if it is really all right to explore. But I will overwhelm you with the image, in purest crystal clarity. You will admit desire. You will beg to admit the desire and make it part of your mind. But it is to yourself that you will address these concerns, finding a desire for more peace, more rest, more care, for more diverse experiences. And because you are relaxed and safe, you may choose without ego to do so, to place yourself kneeling before your own mind and say, since hypnosis comes from a place of self-knowledge, meditation comes from the pursuit of self-knowledge, you will be better at relaxing and pleasure if you know yourself better. Realization, actualization, and the knowledge of your limits teaches you more about yourself. And if at any point you are nearing your limit of tolerance, it's okay to stop. Perhaps you will feel too lazy, drowsy, relaxed, and know you must do things later in the day, and therefore you will cease your meditation. Or perhaps you'll feel like the intensity of the description is too powerful, or your mind needs time to rest and process everything. Needing to pause is also a type of self-knowledge, but if you find your muscles and mind and your state of relaxation requires you to pause my voice and breathe deeply, thinking for a while. I ask only one thing. Return here and go to the end. When you are ready. Your mind might feel like these looping words have reached their deepest coil, but there is always more to learn. We are always growing, so the knowledge we can obtain about ourselves is always growing as well. There is more to learn. If you need to pause, that's all right. Go ahead. But if you keep going, then that means you have decided to take all of these words inside of yourself. The power of that decision is unquestionable. You want to learn more, and it is only right that as you meditate, I assist you, help you further down. There is a long, spiraling stairway into your own mind, well lit, well appointed, well decorated, for you decorated it yourself. The paintings on the walls are your thoughts, your ideas, expansions of both your covert and overt desire. The stairs are easy to walk, and the further down the spiral stair you go, the easier it is to go even deeper. Fatigue lifts from your body as you progress. You are at peace, and knowledge grows. Your mind grows empty and relaxed. You think of what you seek.